Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
We had Jay Gruden on the show Monday. We asked him about bringing Jaden Daniels back, if he's healthy, to play again this season, with so many fans in town thinking the team should kind of put him in bubble wrap and redshirt him the rest of the way with a lost season and the risk of him getting hurt again going into the offseason. This is what Jay Gruden had to say.
I want to show the world that this guy's back. You know, I'm tired of the narrative that he's too little, he's going to get injured all the time. I want to have a great last two games of the season. I want him to win both games and put the NFC East on a warning track for the Washington Commanders come next year when he's fully healthy for 17 games. I just hate the fact that people are saying, I told you he's going to be hurt all the time because of his frame and his running style. No, get him in there, let him play, let him win some games, and show the world that he's a Jaden Daniels we all know.
So I agree that he should absolutely play if he's healthy. I guess the reasons that I think he should play maybe are different than what Jay just said.
Yep.
Because I'm not really in the message sending business necessarily to the rest of the division. And he says, let the East know that you are who everyone thought you were coming into the year. I think that'd be nice, but I don't really care that much about that. They'll find out in September. And I got $90 million to spend. I'm going to bring in some good players here. It's going to be a different group next year. I don't really believe in momentum carrying over year to year as a program per se. But I do think it is really important that he gets out there and plays well. Not to send a message to the Giants, the Eagles, and the Cowboys, or to let the East know the wire style, we're back up. Stringer Bell style.
Mm-hmm.
But my logic on that, Danny, is you need him to play well and you need to get going for your own knowledge and information and intel. For Cliff and for the design and for the guys under him, like Brian Johnson and David Blau and these other guys, trying to figure out what do we do well, what do we not do well, what is Jaden doing at a high level, what's he struggling with, what's he capable of, how are we processing this and that as an offense. If you get him back and he's playing at a level like last year, I just think it changes a lot of things going into the offseason, as opposed to if he were to come back and the entire sample in three different stints, basically, A, then it before the injury, after the first injury, B, then another injury, then C, after the second injury. If it's the same in all three of those, it does create some questions, I guess, about the way you see in the field, some of the Kurt Warner stuff or whatever. So, Yes, he should play. Yes, you need him to play well. But I don't care that much about sending a message to the rest of the division. You're on notice because we're coming.
Yeah, I look forward to Jay every week. I think he's awesome and just a terrific guest. I don't care about that point of it at all. I mean, I'm not trying to be dismissive or disrespectful. He comes at it from a coach's perspective, where you got to see these guys a couple times and you want any advantage you can. Me, Pudgy Zilch, watching games as a fan, I don't care about messages. I don't care about narratives. I care about good football play. So my counter to that, though, just to play his game, is we got to have him healthy for 2 weeks. What if he's not? What if you play for one quarter and you get another thing, another hammy, another knee, another twist, another hit, another thing, because you can't. This is not the year where he protects himself because he hasn't learned, or a defender who gets paid to play two runs free and slams him to the turf or whatever. then what points have you proven? Isn't it worse? I don't care about the narrative. I care about his development. Those narratives and those things on the shouty shows that change every week on this week-to-week lead, they'll take care of themselves. We'll be just fine. If he's good, that's all that matters.
Yes, you're right. I could just end the sentence there. But to add to it, I would say it is kind of nice to shut people up every now and then, especially when there is this noise growing that you feel like
is incorrect. See,
here's where we'll
differ. And I hear that. I don't think him playing well or being healthy for 3 weeks changes anything. Three separate injuries this year. It was the not coming out of school. He had a broken rib last year that affected his play, and three different injuries this year that kept him out for any meaningful games.
Oh, the damage is done. That's fair.
There's no injury can you believe he was healthy for 4 weeks? Like, if that's our standard, okay.
No, the damage is done. Because, you know, I was going to say, people who are worried about his durability, and I guess theoretically I'm one of those people now.
I'm one of them.
If you are of that belief that you're not sure if he could stay on the field and be durable, him finishing even five games, let's say, at the end of the year without getting hurt, doesn't change that. We're still going to be saying this offseason that he got hurt multiple times, that he's been hurt three times in his career already. So you should be able to play five straight games. I guess that's true. You're not really changing that perception necessarily. But I do believe in, as I said, I don't believe in program momentum. I don't believe in the idea of if you win your last two or three, you're going to be better off come September or even come OTAs or something.
Right.
That is categorically just provably false, in my opinion. There is no carryover. And in fact, I think the opposite is probably true, which is the resources that you're allotted, if you're a worse football team and you lose those games, are more beneficial to helping you be good faster. But it is paramount, if he plays, that this offense gets on track and gets going and that you see some of that growth. But here's what I wanted to ask people, and we can open up the phones on this at 800-636-1067. You can also hit us up online. I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Grant H. Paulson. Danny's at Funny Danny. Is it important for you to see Jaden Daniels get back to the 2024 version of himself before the end of the year or not?
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is it important for you as a fan and whatever evaluation of the player of the offense you're doing yourself just to see him better than he was playing before he got hurt? Because it was not bad. And people that are acting like he had stunk or something, that's just not correct. Even when Kurt Warner was saying, hey, he's got to do this better, he's got to process this better, I thought the Seattle game where he got hurt as a passer was, frankly, one of his worst games just because he held the ball and he didn't really take the layups. But I didn't think that was week-to-week reoccurring all-the-time issues. I thought it was a game where that happened against a great defensive front and a phenomenal defense. And yes, if you just watch that tape and it's the only game you've ever seen of Jaden Daniels, you come away and you go, he doesn't make enough easy throws. He doesn't take the things that are there. He's holding on to the ball too long. He's trying to make the big play. This is not great. But that's not who he's been in most of the other games this season and throughout his entire career. So for me, I want to see him back on the field and to see that some of the stuff, I keep going back to what Warner pointed out, because I thought he did a very eloquent, good job at showing in that particular game some of the struggles, that these are not developing issues, but rather that it was just a performance. Or this year, it's been a couple of performances. So I do think it's important for me to see him get back out there and play at a high level. I'll feel way better going into next year if he does. But I wonder how many people feel that way.
See, I think it's a fair question. I'm not as concerned about this return to 2024 levels for him as I think some people might be. For me, like, I'm sort of counting this season as the boat is sinking and there's that suction force yanking everything down. Everything's bad, and it's worse than we all thought it could possibly be. So if he doesn't play at the same level and the magic doesn't happen again, I don't know how much I'm holding that against anybody, if that makes any sense. This is all kind of with a grain of salt. The thing that I care about most is, however many games I get, 5, 4, 3, whatever, can he please not take those my stomach is in knots shots where he's folded up like a rag doll, spun around, helmet come flying off, and most of the time he gets up and laughs at the guy, and it's amazing. But then there are times he doesn't. 3 times this year, last year broken rib, etc. I need safety and health. If I get good play, I'll be very happy. But that's not the standard for me. Like, if he plays the way that he played most of this year, with some downs, the Green Bay game, the Seattle game you're talking about, I'm not going to be alarmed or panicked. I'll go, yeah, but nobody did well this year. Nobody's doing anything.
I just hate that, like, nothing matters, the team's bad kind of philosophy. If he plays and you've got McLaurin and your full O-line and Debo Samuel and the collection of running backs, you're all out there. Why the hell shouldn't you play well?
Great question. They haven't. I mean, Terry McLaurin out there.
He hasn't had that once.
Well, if Terry McLaurin is out there, is it Terry McLaurin or is it the compromised, no training camp, no practice, no nothing, come back from six different injuries?
He looked like Terry McLaurin against the Chiefs.
So that game he did.
That was the last game he's played in,
yes,
back from his injury. If he comes back and he's that Terry McLaurin, and you've got Debo who just went 7 for 75 and a touchdown and caught a 20-yard screen and ran some dudes over, and you've got Chris Rodriguez who averages 4.9 a carry in his career, and Bill, and you've got all three of your tight ends, a second-round pick last year, and a guy you've signed 2 times in 2 years, and you've got your 5 offensive linemen. This, like, whoopsie-daisy, it's a tough year. I don't care if, you know, no one's playing well because we're not good this year. That is the offense. That's what the offense would look like 15 times in a normal injury season.
Yeah.
Don't play good football.
It needs to be adjusted. And you need tweaks and you need changes. That's what I want. I don't want any fool's gold with a late season, meaningless, empty, hey, we played well against another team that's out of it. And now we get to pat ourselves on the back. Like, see, the real problem was the injuries.
But I think everything's about patting ourselves on the back.
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about them.
Right.
To me, everything's broken. And when for whatever reason, everything you just said on paper is correct. But I watched a team that shouldn't have lost to Dallas by 25 lose to 25 to Dallas.
I just think we're not having the same conversation.
But the one I'm having is, I'm not going to hold him to the same standard of, give me 2024 or I'll be pissed.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lose confidence. I have a great sample. I have a less than great sample. If everybody else around him was thriving and surviving and he was the weak link and he's why they're 3-8 and the injuries and all these other kind of things, and I'm going, God, this is what a setback this is for Daniels. He's a bum now. I'd have a different story, but nothing has gone right. And to expect it just to flip when nobody seems to have any answers on this coaching staff and then the front office and nobody made any trades and no one did anything other than tell Joe Witt you're not welcome to talk in the headset anymore. I'm like, I'm not going to hold them to the same standard or hold him to the same standard of the magic that happened last year.
Yeah, so the last part, you keep referencing last year. I guess I don't care about last year. I need it to be better than the Seattle game. Like, I need you to play at a level that surpasses the bad of this season when it's been bad. But overall, I think we actually did an exercise. I graded him a B on the season. You graded him a C. I have not been discouraged nearly to the extent that everybody else is. Like, I keep saying, people are talking about Adam Peters' job security. That's stupid.
That's ludicrous.
They were in the NFC Championship game last year. People are talking about Dan Quinn's hot seat. What are you talking about? They just played in the penultimate game of the season on the precipice of a Super Bowl. Nobody should be talking about anybody losing jobs. With Jaden, he's a second contract guy and a franchise quarterback. To me, that is over. Like,
yep.
Put that in pen and Sharpie. My conversation is more, if he came back and in the final 3 games of the season, it was what it was. Like, it was the Seattle game. Going into the offseason, you're not more nervous about how he'll look in year three than if he were to come back and play at a high level? That's all I'm saying. If he comes back and puts some of this to bed, because with Terry and with everybody healthier, they finish this thing strong, it just seems intuitive to me that you would go into next year feeling a lot better. Whereas if he comes back and Kurt Warner's breaking down the tape of going, what is he doing here? Why doesn't he see this? You're not going into next year going, all right, this is now a lot more interesting because we've got a larger sample of whatever that was.
But I think that ignores a million factors. Like, how much of it is defenses seem to have a lot of things figured out from this offense? People seem real comfortable stopping this group, whereas last year, Kingsbury was always a step ahead, it seemed like, or most of the time he was. Maybe there's some demystification of it. I think that's a part of it.
But that would be a part of the problem next year, too.
Totally. And so if Daniels doesn't play lights-out football, it's not in a vacuum. And that's kind of my point. Like, they need a major overhaul everywhere to everything. And so I'm not doing that with Daniels, but I guess my point is, if I've already acknowledged that this is broken and bad and they need to change everything, a good sample I'm not going to overreact to, nor will I overreact to a bad sample down the stretch
when
of these meaningless football games.
When you say change everything, the guys that are playing now minus one or two pieces are the guys that will be out there next year.
Yeah, I need 30 new football players at a minimum.
But
I need new starters everywhere.
Offense. The offense is the offense.
Shouldn't be.
Hopefully you get a new tight end weapon, and if they don't bring Debo back, they'll have another receiver. But for the most part, you're kind of looking at it. Now, ideally, they could add some talent in a few positions, sure, but they got the group that they had in training camp.
They got, and now we know that probably wasn't the best group to put together. I mean, we got a big sample that says it. What are my adjustments? Am I going to be under center at all? Do I have a different run design because they haven't been able to run the ball in 80% of their games? Do I have a deep threat? Do I just have another Lamini Zacchaeus type signing where I throw a dart at the board and hope some leftover jag is going to be the answer where Daniels makes the guy excellent?
Yeah.
Like I just can't judge this. This to me is grain of salt sample time, good or bad. If it's bad, I'm not going to panic. If it's good, I'm not going to overreact. Like I guess that's where I kind of keep coming back to.
Yeah, I don't get it, but what else can I say?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.